Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967 or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is A Touch From Above, and I'm Dr. Luana. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I just want to remind you, if you've never been up to the Prayer Mountain, oh my goodness, you got to come up to the Prayer Mountain. It's so awesome. 25 beautiful acres. Pastors, bring your people up to pray. Leaders, bring your people up to pray. Christian, just come and pray. It's so awesome. It's absolutely beautiful. You can look it up on our website, atouchfromabove.org. I'm so excited. Well, my message today is called God's Word. Ooh, my word. How awesome is God's Word? You know, have you ever, you know, I had this this old diamond ring. I've had it forever. It's an 1898 filigree. And it's a beautiful diamond. It's in old platinum. And I've had it for, I don't know, I don't want to say 100 years because I'm not 100 years old. I'm young, darling. Don't even think I'm old. Just kidding. All right. But, you know, diamonds, I look at that diamond and I think, wow. You know, diamonds are hidden away in a mine. And gold, you know, gold is, you know, a gold vein is found hidden away way deep in the crevices sometimes of a cave. Or what about the precious pearl hidden away in the deep sea within a shell? You know, the true beauty of a scripture, wow, the passage, you know, it doesn't lie on the surface. You know, you pick up your Bible and just read. Oh, yeah, I got to get my reading in. No. You know, it's not revealed, you know, itself to the careless eye. You have to understand something. God's Word is so powerful, and we're to read it every day. When I think about God's Word, I think about all the different divisions of God's Word. Like, number one, I think about what is God's Word? It's like a mirror. It shows you and I ourselves, and as we are and as we may be. You know, James chapter 1, verse 23 through 25 says, "For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." You see, you have to understand God's Word is so powerful. And sometimes people get offended at God's Word because God's Word shows you who you really are and where you're at. And he doesn't do it to destroy you. He does it to help you change. The Word of God is like a laver, like a washing bowl. You know, the Bible says it's the Word of God is to wash away our sins and defilement. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 through 27 says that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water by the Word, that he might present her to himself, a glorious church. He's talking about the church there, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she, the church, should be holy and without blemish. You see, a lot of people don't understand. So what's the downfall of many, many, many Christians today? Why is it that they don't understand that the Word of God washes them? This is why the devil tries to steal your time and take you away from the Word of God. He doesn't want you to get into the Word. Why? Because the Word is a mirror. It shows us where we're at and where we need to change. It's a washing bowl. The Word washes us and cleanses us. Not only that, the Word is a lamp. It's a light to guide us in the right path. Psalms 119, verses 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." You see, you have to understand, the Word is so powerful. the milk, the bread, the strong meat, the honey that brings substance and satisfaction to the believer at all stages of your spiritual development. You have to understand the word is powerful. You know, it helps you to have spiritual maturity and shows you when you're immature. Hebrews chapter 5, reading in verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, but you need somebody to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk, not solid food. Wah, 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 wah. Hello, I'm talking to you. Don't get upset at me. Well, I'm a baby Christian. That's the problem. It's time to take those Pampers off and time to pull up the big boy pants, the big girl pants. We have to understand something. You have to get past the milk and into the solid food. You cannot stay a baby forever. I want you to get this vision in your head. Here is this beautiful little bassinet. Can you imagine a great big man curled up in a baby's bassinet with a little bonnet on his head, wah, 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 and crying, and you have to go bring him a baby bottle, his big old hands cover the baby bottle. Can you imagine that? You see, we have to understand, today we have so many out there. I love you. Don't get mad at me. I'm a mama, so trust me, I do understand what it's like to have to discipline your babies. But sometimes your babies don't ever want to grow up. This is what the Apostle Paul was saying to the church here. He said, you know what? You have come to need milk, not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a he's a baby. But solid food belongs to those who are full age. That is those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. We have to understand, as the world gets darker and darker, Christians must be prepared spiritually more and more by the Word. Do you know that we have Bible reading nationwide every single morning at 6:30, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday? Do you know that I read the Word of God, and then we have a prayer every single morning? You can find that information on my website, A Touch From Above. You can just call in. It's free. You can join the prayer line. By the end of the year, every year, I take you through the Word of God. Early in the morning, before you start your day, it's so awesome. It's so refreshing. You know, Psalms chapter 19, reading in verses 8 through 10, it says, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous together. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Do you understand what he's saying there? The reward of the Word of God down deep inside of mankind's heart does a miracle. All of a sudden, you know, there's a spurt of faith that rises up inside of you. You know, like heaven's fine gold to enrich us in the heavenly treasure. Psalms chapter 19, verse 10 says, more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Do you understand? He's describing the Word of God. God's Word is so powerful and so rich, and yet at the same time, the Word of God is like the fire, it's like the hammer, it's like the sword, and it's used in the work of warfare, the warfare of this life. I love how Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 23, verse 29, it is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Whoa, that's powerful. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. You see, God looks way beyond what we can even imagine. Look what he says here. between the bone and the marrow, the joints and the marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Why do you think God's word makes people so angry? You know, it astounds me of how many that say they love Jesus and they say they're born again. They say they believe in the Bible. Now, I'm going to step on your toes for a minute. And yet they believe it's okay to have babies being murdered and aborted. Now, if you had an abortion before you were saved, there's no condemnation here. But I'm telling you what, you see, this word offends people when you tell them, you know what, that's murder. You know, let me just give you one example. I was in Oregon, my first Pioneer Church. And while I was there, I decided to take a team, and they had an abortion support rally. And I said, you know what, that's ridiculous. So I took a team, and I took a really young gentleman who plays the saxophone, and I took our team there and a couple of the singers there. I said, all right, guys, we're going to gather together, we're going to sing Amazing Grace, and we're going to just share our testimonies and share Jesus to help these people understand that abortion is wrong. Can I tell you what? I had people try to knock me down. I had people tear down our signs. I had people bump the young boy that was trying to play the saxophone. I had people just come in and try to rough us up. But we stood our ground. We linked our arms together, and we were singing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me. And I was sharing how you don't understand. God created man in his image, and in the image of God, he created him male and female. And I'm talking about the baby in the womb. God knew us while we were yet in our mother's womb. But you know what? There was so much opposition. What was it that made him so angry? Because it's the word. The word is a sword. It pierces down inside their hearts and their thoughts. You see, they didn't realize they're murderers. They didn't realize they were full of hate. They didn't realize that they were full of darkness. So the word of God was cutting through all those barriers. And somewhere down the road, one young lady realized she was wrong and came out of that crowd. Can I tell you, the Bible tells you and I in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You see, we have to understand the word of God is so powerful. When you share your testimonies everywhere you go, it's like you're taking seeds, and the seeds, you know, to get souls that are called to come into God's kingdom, and you're planting seeds of salvation out there in the fields and the harvest field. Why? So the Holy Spirit can water them and bring them in. James chapter 1, verse 18, it says, of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creation. 2 Peter chapter 1, reading in verse 23 through 24, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever, because all flesh is like grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. Grass withers, its flower fades away. You have to understand something. There is power in the word. There is so much power in the word. Yes, people get offended. Oh, well, keep preaching. Matthew chapter 13, it says, on the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, and a great multitudes were gathered together to him. So he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured it. Can you understand that? The devil hates the word. Let me go on here. Some seed fell on the stony place where they did not have much earth. And immediately it sprang up because there was no depth of the earth. Oh, but the sun came up. And it was scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. He's given you four examples of people. And some seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell upon good ground and yielded a crop, some 100, some 60, some 30. Oh, I'm telling you, I want 100-fold of God's blessing. This is why I get into the Word. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. You see, the birds will come and try to snatch the stony ground, the shallow ground, the thorns, or the good ground. Which one are you? Don't look at me like a bull at a new gate. Don't you dare change that channel. You see, God is speaking to a couple people by the Holy Spirit here. And his disciples came to Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he who will have abundance, but whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah was fulfilled, which says, 'Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, their eyes have been closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them.'" You see, God wants for you to hear his word. This is how come the devil tries so hard to come and steal the word. Have you ever noticed it gets harder and harder for you to read your word? You know, I used to think, my goodness, when I first got saved, I'm trying to read my Bible, and every time I read my Bible, I felt like it was a sleeping pill. I'd wake up in the morning and have my face all full of wrinkled papers. I'd fall asleep on my Bible. I thought, man, every time I try to read, I fall asleep. And I thought, oh, devil, you think you're slick. You're trying to steal the word from me. So guess what I started doing? I started holding my Bible in my hand and walking back and forth in my bedroom. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever..." And I started reading out loud. "Who believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. However, God came into the world, but the world knew him not because their deeds were evil." And I would read and read and read, and I would read, and then I'd say, okay, now I'm going to go to bed. Then I'd jump in my bed and go to sleep. You see, the devil wants the word. If he can steal the word, this is how come you have to be careful. If you don't go to a word church, you need to, sorry, but if you just go to a church that gives you their opinion, you're in the wrong place. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. The more you hear the word, the more you grow. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 1, "Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the word, the law of the Lord, he meditates day and night and night and day. And he will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of living water." Ah, but the wicked are not so. The Bible says that they're like a dry leaf. Whew. Tossed to and fro in the wind. They just kind of go here and there, never rooted, never planted deep. You know, you need to get into a word church. You know, you may not like it all the time. Oh, but that's a good thing, because your flesh is going, wah! Your flesh is a monster. If you let your flesh have its own way, your flesh is your enemy. The Bible says in Romans, it says, your flesh, the carnal man, is enmity against God. Do you know what that word enmity means? Deep-rooted, deep-seated hatred against God. Our natural nature of man hates the truth. We hate the truth. We don't like to be told, well, you's a liar, liar, pants on fire, hanging on the devil's wire. You don't like to hear that. You don't like to hear those words of, you know what, quit being a lust bucket. Quit you looking at. Don't be looking at my boobs when you talk to me. Look at my eyes. You know, people don't like to hear that. What are you bound in, pornography? People don't like to hear that. People don't like to be told, you know, you're really selfish and self-centered. You need to change that. You see, we had the women's house, and the women's house was probably one of the most amazing places. Every once in a while, my awesome assistant pastor, Pastor Jill, cracks me up. She came in the women's home. She was 18. She was in the Army. She was stationed at Fort Carson, Colorado. And you know what? She thought she was just this sweet little Christian. She was such a rebel. She was wearing holy pants before holy pants were the style. So I remember she used to be sarcastic, and she used to be rude, and she used to be obnoxious. And one day I said, "Come here, can I talk to you?" So she came over, and she came into my office, and I said, "We got to talk." I said, "I know you've only been in the house for about 7-8 months." I said, "But I'm going to tell you something you may not want to hear, but it's really important that you hear it." I said, you are rude. I said, you're selfish and you're self-centered. I said, we have 18 women in this home and you always make fun of them. I said, stop it. I said, you don't know where they come from. I said, so why you think your sarcasm is fun? I said, what you're doing is you're belittling the girls. I said, stop it. You need to stop that. And she looks at me, she goes, moi? Me? Rude? Selfish? I go, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Get a mirror. I said, yes, you, I'm talking to you. And then she goes, okay, I'm sorry. I said, it's not a matter of sorry, it's a matter of changing. You see, we have to understand the Word of God is so powerful. The Word of God is rich, powerful, and sharper than any double-edged sword. And this is why people may get offended at the Word. But I don't know about you, but this parable is so powerful. Now, he who receives the seed among the thorns is he who hears the Word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the Word, and it becomes unfruitful. But he who receives the seed on the good ground is he who hears the Word, understands it, and who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. I want 100-fold of the Word. How about you? How about you? What do you want in God's kingdom? Are you going to run around saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, one of these days I'm going to go to church? Get off your rump. Sorry, but your lazy rump. Get off your rump, get in your car, and come up to the prayer mountain. Dress warm. Get you a cup of coffee and hear the Word of God. You know what? You've got to get a place in your life where you decide that you're going to kill your flesh, your selfishness, and your self-centeredness, and get to church before Jesus comes and get your life right before you get left behind. I'm telling you, Jesus loves you so much, but we have to understand the Word is powerful, and it's God's double-edged sword, and it pierces down, and the Word of God has hidden treasures of blessing, abundant blessing. He says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. For joy over it, he goes and he sells all that he has to buy that field. You see, Jesus is the pearl of great price. His Word is the bread of life. His Word is life, healing, hope, direction. His Word is blessing. So why are you running from God's blessing when you can have it? Take time out for God. Read the Word. Get to church. Stop being backslidden. I love you with all my heart, but I want to see you grow. I see so many fall away. Can I tell you the last sign before Jesus comes? Are you ready for this? In Matthew. You know what the last sign is? And behold, there shall be a great falling away. Is that you? Have you fallen away from God? Is Jesus on the very bottom of your totem pole? You don't care anymore? Maybe it's time to come back to Jesus, do you think? I don't care what you went through, but it's time to get back. Say this prayer, Jesus. Oh my gosh, Lord, that's me. The deceitfulness of riches came in and choked out your Word, Lord. And I like working on Sundays. I don't care. I could take it off, but who cares? I want to go make money, 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 money. Bible says money takes wings and flies away. What would a man give in exchange? Lord, it's my girlfriend. I love her. I'm going to live with her. No, 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 no. What would a man give in exchange for his soul? You see, Jesus, I'm sorry. Come into my heart. Be my Savior. Be my rock and my refuge. Lord, I am so, so very sorry that I have not listened to your Word. I've been disobedient. Lord, restore my soul. Forgive me in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you said that prayer, I want you to do me a favor. Sunday morning, we are only, can I tell you that A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is only 35 minutes from anywhere in San Diego. Get in your car, dress warm, drive up to the Prayer Mountain early. Service starts at 10. It's a meet and greet. Go get you a cup of coffee at our little coffee shop. Come back. Sit on one of the tables, get your Bible, get your notebook, and let's get into the Word of God. I love you. I love you. God bless you. Write to me. atouchfromabove.org. You're important. God richly bless you. You're awesome.
You've been listening to A Touch From Above with Dr. Loana Steins. For your financial support of any amount, you'll receive her book, A Mother's Story. Send your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. Visit atouchfromabove.org and come visit a church service, 10 a.m. at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Dress warm. It's a church without walls.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way. Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of His blood. I have